right. Our final part, the final part of our deliberations of this month, we fit in end with the conceptual framework.
Thank you, Hans. Good afternoon. So, conceptual framework. In July, we circulated for comments a pre-valid draft of the revised conceptual framework. At this meeting, we would like to discuss the comments we received on measurement uncertainty and related discussion of fundamental qualitative characteristics. And we will ask you if you agree to make clarifications to Chapter 2. The pre-ballot draft stated that measurement uncertainty is a factor that affects spatial representation. It stated that even a high degree of measurement uncertainty does not prevent an estimate from providing useful information. It also acknowledged that in some cases the degree of measurement uncertainty can be so high that it is necessary to consider applying the process described in the existing conceptual framework. It might be necessary to consider whether other information about economic phenomenon may be more useful than that highly uncertain estimate. The pre-ballot draft did not discuss how this assessment should be made, and in particular didn't discuss what happens if the highly uncertain measure is the only relevant information about that economic phenomenon. A number of commentators on the pre-ballot draft expressed concerns about the discussion of measurement uncertainty, and it seemed that their main concern related to the broader question about whether a trade-off could be made between relevant and faithful representation, and in particular if a highly uncertain estimate could be considered to be providing useful information if it is the only relevant type of information about the economic phenomenon. We noted that the discussion included in pre-pilot draft created a little bit of confusion. So, for example, one commentator read the document to suggest that the level of measurement uncertainty can be so high that faithful representation cannot be achieved even if appropriate disclosures are provided. So in that case, the question arises, what happens if this is the only relevant measure? In contrast, another commentator read the document to suggest that actually any estimate, no matter how uncertain it is, may be provided in a way that it faithfully represents the economic phenomenon, in which case the question arises whether faithful representation is an effective filter. So we do not think that the board intended either of those two interpretations. Likewise, we don't think that the board, when the board decided to make changes to Chapter 2, the board didn't intend to alter the existing process of applying qualitative characteristics, which is described in the conceptual framework today. What the board wanted to do is just to enhance the visibility of the role of measurement uncertainty in deciding which information is useful. So we think, therefore, given the comments on the pre-pilot draft, we think that the board should clarify in Chapter 2 of the conceptual framework that a trade-off may need to be made between relevance and faithful representation, and in particular between relevance and measurement uncertainty as one factor that affects faithful representation. We think that such clarification should build on the existing language in the conceptual framework, which states that both relevant and faithful representation need to be present in order for information to be useful, but it also acknowledges that a highly uncertain estimate might be the best available information about an economic phenomenon. In Appendix A, we provided illustrative drafting of the proposed clarification, but we do not propose to discuss detailed drafting points at this meeting. We don't recommend that the conceptual framework should go further than simply acknowledging that such a trade-off may be needed. This is because how you apply such a trade-off will depend on particular transaction or event and will require exercise of judgment. Our recommendation is set out in paragraphs 3 of Agenda Paper 10. Do you agree with our recommendation? Yes.
But it's the one that summarized.
It's also in the question, yes. Yeah. Sorry.
I agree with the staff recommendation to include this notion of a trade-off between specifically between relevance and measurement uncertainty, and I also agree with not talking about how the trade-off should be made. The reason why I think that it's useful to include it in the framework is it seems to me that this surely is a statement of fact in a sense, in terms of what the thinking process we'd need to go through, because there will be circumstances where, I always use equity investments as my example, so you've got equity investment in an unlisted company. It's hard for me to imagine that there's any other information that could be relevant other than a fair value measure, but I can certainly see that in some circumstances it will be difficult to determine what the fair value is. But I think we'd go a long way in terms of accommodating measurement uncertainty before we'd even stop to think about using a cost measurement as an alternative, because the fair value is just such a relevant measure and any alternative is such a poor alternative. Whereas in other cases, if I had, I don't know, something like a bond that was more difficult to value, perhaps there might be circumstances where an alternative cost-based measure wouldn't be such a terrible alternative, and so maybe I would be more willing to, you know, move to a different measure, because even though there's because there is another relevant measure. So I think there has to be a relationship between those two, and I think not acknowledging that in the framework was sort of give an incomplete picture of the process I imagine we'll go through in reality when we make our choices.
Amaru.
Thanks, Liz. I think it's echoing Sue's argument. I think I do support staff's proposal. Mm-hmm. I think bringing it to the body of the conceptual framework helps us in clarifying one thing that is. I was surprised with the reading, particularly with the first commentator, and I was really concerned about his interpretation of the derivative example that you bring in paragraph 25. So if we do have already some base, some clarification in the basis, and bringing this piece to the body would help us transmit what we actually intend to see it applying the conceptual framework, I think this is the best way to.
Mary?
Do not object to the staff proposal, but I think if it does go ahead, then I feel quite strongly about part B of your question, which is we not discuss how such a trade-off is made, because I think trying to introduce that at this point would create great risks. And in connection with that, the staff has provided an example in paragraph 35 to try and help us get a sense of the kind of balancing that you were considering. Well, I appreciate you trying to do it for this paper. You know, you said let's not put that in the standard in the framework, but maybe let's repeat it in the basis for conclusion. And I'd say please let's not do that, because I think that runs counter to the idea that you have in B of not providing guidance, because even if we were just using it as an example, I think people could walk away mistakenly with the idea that it's a bright line around whether you do or don't have contractual cash flows. So I see pitfalls in an example even in the basis.
Thank you. I think it's a significant improvement. I support staff's recommendation. Actually, the current draft gave an impression that relevance always comes first, and then you cannot do the trade-off. It can be interpreted like this, but that is not our intention. So it's significant improvement to clarify that trade-off works, so that the preparer or ourselves can make a comprehensive judgment when it comes to the huge measurement uncertainty. So I think it's an improvement.
Can I see who supports the staff recommendation? Glorious ending of.
What happens when we have a break? I didn't
manage to happen. People enjoy the break so much.
Absolutely. Old steps are always easy. Thank you.
Break.